Welcome to the Victor Wilt Show. This Saturday night at the Colonial Theater in Idaho Falls, a really fun event going down. The Napoleon Dynamite 20th Anniversary event, a conversation with John Heater, Efren Ramirez, and John Grise, Napoleon, Pedro, and Uncle Rico from the film. You can pick up tickets right now at idahofallsarts.org. And on the phone with me, I've got Uncle Rico himself, John Grise. Thanks for taking a few to chat with me today, man. What can people expect at this big event going down Saturday night in Idaho Falls?
We do this show so interactive. Like, we turn the lights on in the room for everybody. We want to be able to share this and have people who've been impacted by this show in one way or another. Because in the beginning, we didn't think, oh, how were you impacted by this amazing movie? We didn't think that. It's just that people kept coming to us and saying, you don't know what this movie has done for me. And I used to roll my eyes going, we're just popcorn salesmen. We're not Gandhi here. You know, we're just comedic ding-dongs, you know? But the power of this film is palpable. It really is. And especially for people, you know, there's people who, you know, one woman, for example, came and told us the story. She said, you know, I'm going to tell you a story. It's not going to be the sweetest story. She said, I was so depressed. I was so deeply depressed in my life that I had planned to kill myself. And we were like, what? And she's like, I wrote letters to everybody. I put them all in the drawer. It was the day that I was going to do it. And then she said, out of the blue, a girlfriend that I hadn't spoken to in about 6 months called me, and we were pretty close. And she said, you have to come see this movie with me. And so she said, I'll go see this movie. And she said, I fell into this crazy convulsive laughter, almost to the point of embarrassment. People were looking at me. I couldn't stop laughing. There was something that was like trying to get out of me, because she said, I hadn't so much as smiled in a year. And she said, and now I'm in this convulsive laughter watching this movie. And for some reason, I connected with this character, and I connected with kind of everybody in a weird way. And she said, and I went home that night and I tore up all the letters. And I, since then, have gotten my PhD, and I'm now a clinical psychologist. And I help people with suicidal tendencies. You know, that circle, we all, truly, I was choked up. I couldn't speak. And we were looking at her just like with our eyes wide going, we never expected to hear something like this, you know. And the same has happened again and again and again with like soldiers, a lot of soldiers that were in Iraq. It seems to be there was one unit that I've now met like five soldiers from at different shows that we've done, but they tell me the same story. We had one DVD, and every night after patrol, we would all sit there and watch it, and it just made it tolerable. And when we would talk to each other, we would quote the movie, and it made it tolerable. And, you know, want to thank you. And of course, you know, just the last three shows we did, a guy rolls in a wheelchair, one leg, his sister's pushing him, and he says, I'm here to tell you that you guys saved a lot of people's lives. And he was one of these guys from this unit in Iraq. And I said, you're like the fifth person whom I've met. There's only been one of them was a woman, and it's been four guys. I said, you're the first one that I know of that was wounded. He said, not only did it help me when I was there, when I was recovering from this wound, it helped me, because he lost part of his leg, you know? And so I realize, you know, I think that what it is about this movie is that there's not a person on the planet that doesn't go through a period of self-doubt, mm-hmm. doesn't go through a period of questioning who they are and how they fit in. And I don't care if they're the high school quarterback, man of the year, you know, king and queen of the prom together. You know what I mean? Like, people go through self-doubt, and they go through questioning, and they wonder, and they ponder. And there's something about this character, particularly Napoleon Dynamite, but all these characters, that regardless of how their doubt would normally manifest, you'd think that these guys would all feel like you know, outliers and on the fringe, but their sense of whatever it is, entitlement or their a permission to be who they are, is so powerful. You know, Rico is Rico. Rico has his regrets, but he is who he is, and he's confident about who he is. Napoleon is confident about who he is. Kip is even confident about who he is. Like, these people that are kind of off to the side would normally, you'd think, would be cast off without being caricatures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like Revenge of the Nerds, where they were purely kind of sending up nerds. These are people who are different, and there's something so clear and unique in Jared Hess's voice, and Jerusha Hess. I have to give it to both of them because they both wrote it together through their script, you know?
As somebody who was a bit of an outlier myself in high school, I think that those characters and the way, like you said, they're not caricatures. They do come across as real people, and the way it was cast, it was just cast so well. I think that so many people can connect with these characters. And I mean, I've seen that movie, I don't know how many times, and I rewatched it last night since I was going to be chatting with you today, and it connects with you and it holds up so well too. Like, there's not a lot of movies or TV shows that if I'm watching something by myself, I will laugh out loud. It's more of, you know, if you got people with you, but man, I mean, so many scenes in that movie, I was just rolling last night. I mean, when you chuck the steak at Napoleon, Every time I see that, it just kills me. And then at the end of the movie, when Napoleon, you know, does the dance, saves the day, Pedro gets elected. I mean, it pulls the heartstrings, man. It's an amazing movie.
It does. And even Pedro, a perfect example is Pedro. You know, I remember once some woman stood up and she was like, "Don't you think it's kind of, I forgot there was a word that she used, like cliche, but it wasn't cliche, that you're going to make Napoleon be the hero for Pedro, who's a Latin kid who gets elected president." And I do remember I raised my hand and I said to her, "It's not about how he got elected. What it really is about, what you're missing here, is that he's the one who looked up at the poster and said, 'I'm going to do this.' That's what it's about. It's about the guy who made the choice to run. That's what it's about. And so regardless of how the story frames whatever the action and however it manifests itself, it's about the guy having the courage, being a complete outlier, to go, "Hey, I'm going to run for president of the school." You know, to me, that's the essence of what it is. That's the essence of it, you know. And there's a book by William Goldman, who was a famous screenwriter, who wrote like The Sting, and he wrote some amazing movies back in the day, and it's called Adventures in the Screen Trade. And I'll never forget where he talks about movie gods. He said, you know, there are these things that movie gods, when you're making a film and as you're shooting a scene, it's like somebody will turn on a radio. It just happens to be right there. And the thing that pops on the radio is exactly the right feeling or the song or whatever. It's just like those moments where he related it to two people sitting in a car having a moment and then turning on the radio and the song just completely echoes the moment that they're having. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a movie god type situation. And he would talk about how things would just work out. And I'm going to tell you that Napoleon, without question, had the movie gods circling it. It just, like, it seemed like every time we were doing something, it just worked out the right way, you know?